I'm trying to do with you like this woman years ago. There was a real tall, beautiful, slim woman. That this woman, she was married to this man, and he come down with cancer. And the doctor told him he didn't have but about a month or two to live. And so they got a hold of some of my teaching and started standing on the word, and he made it almost a year before he died. And then after he died, only about a month after he died, she was diagnosed with the same cancer. So that's when she contacted me. She said, you got to come down here and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Well, I went down to where she lived, way down, 4-hour drive from here. And she says, I sat there. Of course, I took another man with me, but she sat on a bench beside me. And she says, I pounded the word of God into her. Pounded it. You know, I mean, I'd open the scripture and I'd say, what does this say? And she'd read it, and I'd say, no, that's not what it says. Read it with enthusiasm. And she would read it again. And if I obey him, he'll take all sickness away from me. I said, how much did he say? She said, well, all. I said, no, he didn't. He said, all. And so she said, okay, he said, all. So I'm pounding the word in her. And then I get over to the New Covenant, and for hours, I did this all day long, hours with this woman. And I told her, I said, no, so if you repent of all sins and I pray for you, God promises to heal you. It's a promise. And I made her read that until she could, it's a promise. I believe it, God. I said, okay, now you ready to be prayed for? Yes. You believe it's going to work? Yes. Why? Because it's written in the Word. I said, you got it, woman. You're there. And so I prayed for that woman. She had had allergies for years. She could not exist in the morning without some kind of medication. For years she had had these allergies. Migraine headaches every day. I told her, I'm going to kick them devils out of you, all of it. I said, you ain't going to have this cancer no more, and you ain't going to have this sickness, no more high migraine headaches or nothing. And that woman was completely healed that morning. Years later, that woman has not been sick, far as I know, since that day. No more headaches, no more cancer, and she's totally well. Now then, why do I pound the word in you? I want you to believe it. If it's written, if you obey me and do what I say, how much sickness did he say he will take away?
All.
Now, do we believe that?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. But you've got to, because it's written. I mean, that is what it said, right? Okay, if that's what it said, now let's go on to Deuteronomy 28, verses 58 through 63. I want to show you something here in the King James. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Does anybody in here fear God? Woo, man, you and me smart boy, you know that? You know, I'm a smart boy, you a smart boy, right? Anybody, any boy, a man, whatever you want to call us, you know, any man that does not fear God, there's something wrong with him, right? Amen. I mean, he's God. I mean, I don't care how big you are. You're not nothing but a grain of sand. And if you think you can do something to God, you got another thing coming. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. So you better have a reverent fear for the King. And there's only one on this earth you really want to please, and it's him. If there's anybody you want to make happy, it's him. Now, I don't care if I got a multitude of people over here telling me, you know, if you don't denounce this God you serve, we're going to kill you. I'm saying, praise God, I ain't denouncing him. I'm going to love him. They said, we're going to kill you. I said, that's all you can do is kill my physical body. But after that, if I denounce him, then you can kill my physical body, and he can send me into hell. But I ain't going there. I mean, I think about in the... There is a book in the Catholic Bible that's got a story in it, in the Maccabees. It's got an awful story. And there was five sons or seven sons. I forget what it was now. It's been so long since I read it. But there was a mother, and I think it was seven sons. And the king captured this family and told them, said, if you will denounce your God, I will turn you loose. And she said, no, we will not denounce our God, the Lord God. Then the king says, then I will take your oldest son and I will cut out his tongue. And so they cut his tongue out and said, now do you denounce God? And he said, no. They said, we'll cut off your right hand. So they cut off his right hand. No. Then they cut off his left hand. No. Cut off his right foot. No. Cut off his left foot? No. Throw him into a fire and burn what's left of him? And no. He looked at the rest of the boys and said, now y'all going to denounce God? They said, no. And the story, the way it's written, every one of those young men, down to the mother, which was the last one, from the oldest to the youngest, and then the mother, and they cut her tongue out, cut each hand off, each leg off, and then throwed her into a burning fire, and not one single one of them denounced their God. Now, you think you're a godly person? You ain't never been checked. You ain't never been tested with nothing like that, have you? And you need to thank God that you haven't been yet, because that could come to this country. And when he comes to this country, what are you going to do? Are you going to give him up for a lousy, stinking, giving, being able to live for this piece of junk that we live in? Not me. Not me. They may kill this piece of flesh, but I'm never going to denounce my God. Are you? No, absolutely not. I hope I don't ever be, I hope I'm never tested like that. But it could be. It could be. And if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful. I ain't too sure I like that kind of a wonderful thing. He's going to make my plague, my sickness, wonderful? I don't want a wonderful sickness, do you? And the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, the plagues of your seed. Who do you think your seeds are? Your children. He's going to make your children sick because of your sin. Even great plagues and of long continuance. In other words, you're going to be sick a long time. And then you're probably going to die. And sore sicknesses and of long continuance for them too. I don't like any of this but for disobedience. Do you? No, I don't like none of this. But you got to know what's in the book. Because if you don't know what's in the book, you know, you might go out and sin. And think, well, it's okay. God, he's merciful. He don't mind if I go out and sin. Yes, he does mind if you sin. He don't want you to sin at all. Not at all. And 60 and 61. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt. Now, we got this all going the other way now. Before, he said, if we obey, he takes away how many?
All.
Now, he's saying he's going to bring them all back if you don't obey him. Is that what he said? I don't like that. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt which you was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. Now, that's if you don't obey him. Now, who was going to bring all these sicknesses upon these people?
God,
the Lord. He said it. I'm going to do it. Somebody said, God would never make me sick. Well, you hadn't read the book, obviously, because there's hundreds of places in this book where it says he is the one that does this. Who is it that takes the sickness away from us?
God.
Who is it that puts them on us if we disobey?
God.
I mean, it's written all over the book. In verse 62 and 3, and you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for a multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. It shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land where you go to possess. That's kind of scary, isn't it? For disobedience, to not obey what he said, the consequences are pretty stiff, aren't they? How many diseases did he say he would put upon us if we disobey him?
All of them.
Even the ones that are not written in the book. And that's obviously what's happening to us today. Because do you know anybody in the church, or have you as a church member ever been sick in your life? Oh, I have been. I've been sick. I didn't know these things. I didn't like being sick, but I thought it was something I just had to do. I didn't know there was a way out. But there is a way out. And what is that way out? Obey. Obedience. That's right. Obedience. If he said, if you obey me, how much sickness will he take away?
All of it.
And I like that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I like that. Okay. Deuteronomy 29, 20 through 28. Deuteronomy 29, 20 through 28. Deuteronomy 29, 20 through 28. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man. And all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. Now then, here is a case where that if you disobey him and don't do what he says he will blot your name out of heaven. Is there anybody in here that would like to have your name blotted out of heaven? Now, I don't want mine blotted out, so I won't obey him. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in the book of the law. Verses 22 and 23. So that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of the land and the sicknesses which, who?
The Lord
has laid upon it. Who in the world? You know, the average, if you'd asked me 25 years ago, where do you think sickness comes from? I said, oh, it's got to be the devil. Only the devil could have put sickness upon me. But you know, I don't find that in the book. The book everywhere says, and the Lord. Is that what he says, sir? And who?
The Lord.
That's mine and your God, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's mine and your Lord. He said, if you disobey me, I, the Lord, will put this sickness upon you. And he said that, didn't he, sir?
Yes, sir.
And he said that to me, too. And so I don't want, and it says, the sickness of which the Lord hath laid upon it, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and these two towns, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Now, do you want to make God angry?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Job Was a Sinner, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.